Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello, and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside me is the world famous Joe Grande.
Well, thank you guys for listening to the podcast, Cannabis Talk 101, all around the world. Make sure you guys do check out our website, CannabisTalk101.com, as we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis.
Yes.
And, you know, we got so many great articles and, of course, blogs on the site as you guys read it and look through that. And give us a call anytime and say what's up. We just got a new call from some young lady in where, I can't remember where, but you got a company. I'm going to reach out back to you. I did receive your call, 1-800-420-1980. Check out the Instagram page at Cannabis Talk 101. Blue is that one, Christopher Wright.
Hello.
And I am at Joe Grande 52. And I got to remind you guys about Advanced Nutrients. It's the first and only complete growing system for cannabis that optimizes all phases of the vegetative and the bloom cycles to bring your crops to their true genetic potential. Discover more at advancednutrients.com.
Yes.
On the show right now, Blue, two very special ladies. And I say very special ladies because I met one last night or earlier today. I seen one last night because she stood out. Sherry's not only 6'7". And a model from, you know, Greece, but she's also in the cannabis space over here and also the Green Nurse founder and all this other great stuff. But I did see her walking through the crowd yesterday going, wow, who's this tall blonde model walking through this Cholo restaurant, El Cholo, if I'm not mistaken, where I was at.
Was that what it's called?
She didn't realize that I seen her from a distance and was like, who is that tall blonde over there? And I was like, wow. And now I find out it's Sherry. And who's Sherry? The founder of Green Nurse, VP of Nursing, Hollister, Caring. I'm just... amazing woman right there, right? And then who do I meet earlier, Blue? I meet Elizabeth Mack. I mean, the CEO and treasurer of Holistic Caring. I mean, these women right here are so strong and powerful. Let me give you a little description, folks, of who these women are and what they're doing with the Holistic Caring. The work of Holistic Caring and the Green Nurses is to provide the educational process and programs needed to train health professionals, providers, then serve their patients, guiding them to effectively use medical plant formulations. It's crazy that these two came together to figure this out and write this up so nicely, and I can't wait to get to more detail about this, but they actually bridge the gap between patients, the conventional medical system, the plant medicine, by providing the education and guidance patients need to empower in their healthcare options and more effective outcomes. And that's what we're running into more and more here at the CannaMed, you know, expo that we're at. People who are like this. And their mission is to relieve suffering and improve quality of life to both the patients that they serve and the providers that they educate, which is so dope, right? They are here to decrease stigma, to like decrease it. Look at it, what it is. It's a plant. It's helping people around what it means to feel good and use plant medicine for optimal health and wellness by expanding their reach and offering a breath of knowledge to educate health coaches, inspire advocates for others to learn so much more about the healthcare and tandem with new thriving global industries. These are the ladies that I'm talking about, Mr. Christopher Wright, aka Blue at Holistic Caring. Welcome to the show, Sherry and Elizabeth.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
No, it's so good to have you guys here because and everything I said about you, Sherry, was true. Last night I seen you there, Elizabeth, everything I said was meeting you. You guys are very strong, very beautiful women. How does this come together? If I'm not mistaken, you both are from two different parts of the world and came together to bring your two companies together. Explain this whole scenario, please.
Sure.
Sure. Well, I started in cannabis medicine in January of 14 or 15 after I had a bicycle accident and at the end of 2014. And I crashed my bike. I went out on leave to have surgery. And while I was out, I was introduced.
Like you hurt your shoulder, hip?
Yes.
What happened?
Yeah, I crashed. I've had three shoulder surgeries now.
Wow.
But while I was recuperating, I was introduced to CBD through a topical massage. And next thing you know, I'm like, what is this? It smells funny. And because it was good full spectrum Humboldt grown CBD. And what happened was the therapist explained to me that I have an endocannabinoid system and that this might help the inflammation, get me back to that pre-surgical
arm. Get a
little
closer here.
Yeah. And so I started taking CBD internally and using the topical, and I felt better. And I said, wow, this is amazing. I've been a nurse a long time, and I had no idea about this. So anyway, I ended up saying I have to help other people learn how cannabis can be helpful for them. So I started Holistic Caring in January of 15 in San Diego.
Wow.
She was doing something similar on the other side and also had a health issue where she was introduced to cannabis.
Yes.
And how did that come about, Sherry? Thank you, Elizabeth, by the way.
Yeah.
And how did that come about, Sherry?
So it came about is that in 2012, I got very sick. I've been a nurse in the conventional system.
So you're both nurses.
Registered
how
nurse.
How ironic.
Uh-huh. 33 years, bachelor's in science and nursing. She's got her bachelor's in science and nursing, her MBA.
You got to get a little closer, huh?
Yeah. So we're both registered nurses with our bachelor's in science and nursing. And I was introduced to cannabis as a kid, using it adult, recreationally. But I never knew it as medicine until I got sick and was suffering, was on the other side of the bed. So I had a great job working at Children's Hospital. I'm a pediatric nurse. I worked at
Here Beth in Chalk?
No, in Boston.
Oh, in Boston. Okay, that's right.
Yeah, so Children's Hospital, Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, Mass General, and the Brigham and Women's Hospital's Medical Center Specialist, Clinical Nurse Liaison, and Educator, getting people home on very difficult therapies. I ended up getting sick and
Say
was on the other
side. Say that
three
times if you can, please.
Yeah, yeah.
Fast. Peter Piper, pick peppers, or run rock rhymes.
I know, right? Yeah. So the bottom line is, just like Elizabeth, I got sick. I was on the other side of the bed. I was sick. I was suffering. I did everything that the doctors told me to do. I was on over 18 pharmaceuticals. Many pills, many procedures, nothing worked. I ended up being suicidal. Developed PTSD, agoraphobia, anxiety. I had a huge autoimmune condition, chronic myofascial pain, and literally was sick and suffering. And it was a nurse who was 70 years old who came to my home with a cannabis joint and told me to get with the program. She said, Sherry.
She was 70.
70. And she was a nursing instructor at a hospital. She was a nursing instructor.
Like a saint coming into your house. Did she come in with wings?
And she actually was on my podcast. She did. She was hilarious. She goes, get with the program, Sherry. She goes, cannabis has been around for a very long time. It's been medical in Massachusetts since 2012. It's the end of 2014. And it's going to be legal for adult use. She goes, you have nothing to lose. And she disclosed to me that she had been using cannabis every day since the age of 17. That's 53 years of using cannabis. And she says, I've never been hospitalized and I'm not on any ongoing pharmaceuticals. I had to take a look at that. That was really powerful.
Strong anecdotal evidence for a 70-year-old woman.
Well, she also disclosed to me that her father was a pharmacist. And prior to 1937, in his pharmacy in Massachusetts, they carried over 600 pharmaceutical preparations that had cannabinoids in them.
Wow.
I had to look at that. Yeah. And so
it was like, wait a minute, say that again. Can you? And I want you to say that again because I want to hear that again one more time so I can really soak that in.
So you can soak that in. So
that was a big one.
Prior to 1937, a cannabis nurse, so she was actually a registered nurse, her father was a pharmacist, back in the early 1900s. And in the pharmacy there in Massachusetts, they carried over 600 pharmaceutical preparations that had cannabinoids in them.
And my point to that is that was back then. I wonder how much that is now. That's why I wanted you to repeat it, because it was a good amount of numbers. Yeah. And to think that's what it was then, and now this is a total different, you know, X amount of years later.
Well, yeah, these cannabis extracts were in the pharmacopoeia until 1937, actually pulled out in 1941.
Oh, so they were pulled out then, so it might be even less.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow, so that's even worse than for me to use that analogy. It's horrible.
They were approved in the American Medical Association. Right, the American Nurses Association. Mm-hmm. You know, in 2018, the National Council of State Boards of Nursing, that's the nursing regulatory board that puts out an exam for all nurses, came out with a call to action that all nurses, advanced practice nurses, and nursing students must have 6 essential areas of knowledge when it comes to cannabis as medicine.
Oh,
that was 2018, and so that has really been a proponent of why we do what we do, because for hands down, if doctors, nurses, clinicians knew about the endocannabinoid system, for a fact, I would not have suffered. I would not have been on 18 pharmaceuticals, and I wouldn't have been suicidal.
And I want to go back, get on a different path there, too, but I want to stick on your path real quick, Sherry. After the one joint, what else was that regimen, and are you at a level now where you're no longer suicidal, feeling right and everything? That's
well,
great.
I mean,
are you there?
It was a process.
What went there? Yeah, give me that process.
So it was a total process of I used cannabis, 2 inhalations, the pain went from a 10 to a 0. I was like, I don't understand why I'm inhaling this and not high. I don't understand why I'm inhaling this and I'm not high. And then it kind of a light switch. Cannabis has been around as medicine. Why aren't I high? There's got to be something going on that this body relieved my pain instantaneously. What ended up happening is I delved into the science. I delved into the community, the adult use community, because they were my healers, not the dealers. They were healers, the people that are out
that's
there.
That's real spirit right there.
There was absolutely no nurses and doctors for me to turn to. When I went to get my medical card, they just schlepped some information to me and I had to figure it out. It took me 2 years to figure out how to make cannabis work for me as medicine so I could function below the threshold of being impaired. So as a medical cannabis patient, right, the cannabis patients that are sick and suffering, they want to feel good. They don't want to be impaired. They don't want to feel horrible. So what we did was we figured it out. As nurses, cannabinoid therapeutics is much more than just cannabis, right? We have an endocannabinoid system not because of the cannabis plant, but because we make molecules in our body just like the plant. Mm-hmm. And so that is what's been missing for a very, very long time in our educational process. So that's what compelled us to start our companies. We know that there are more people out there that have all the disease processes that exist can be related to the endocannabinoids.
And with your guys' education, this is what's so impressive. And I'm going to say to us, because I know how he feels. I know him real well. You guys are educated freaking nurses that are experienced. You're over 30 years old, at least. And, you know, got a lot of experience under your belt. Probably come from the taboo era of cannabis is from what I'm hearing. I don't
just
know about you, Elizabeth, right? So,
yeah,
of course,
no,
Reagan era.
Yeah.
But I'm 50, so we're coming from the same era of learning. And I'm gathering it wasn't we're using cannabis as a medicine, as I've read and seen. I'm wondering, how long of a process in your mental chamber of learning, quote unquote, your expertise from your professional career as a nurse, which never talked about cannabinoids, never said, hey, dude, give her a joint. You have a 70-year-old woman give you a joint, for God's sakes. That was never part of the protocol and what you would expect to be a savior medicine.
Yes.
How long of that period when you were a nurse did it take for you to go, this is real? This is real.
Instantaneous.
It was instantaneous.
5 minutes after inhaling cannabis.
But there was, the first time somebody said that was that lady said, take a joint, there was no other time in between, hey, this might be good for medicine.
Well,
for either one of you?
No one ever introduced it to me as medicine.
It was always weed. It was always those smoking joints.
Yes. You know what my gastroenterologist said? He goes, sure, go ahead and try cannabis. He goes, you're just going to get stoned and you're not going to care about your problems anymore. I was like, what? And so, literally,
wow!
Isn't that funny how that little word play of like you're not gonna care about your problems anymore? It's not. How about it might help as medicine, you idiot mother sucker?
When you learn about cannabis as medicine, like Elizabeth teaches, cannabis is a pleiotropic. Pleiotropic means working on multiple different physiological systems.
All at the same time.
All at the exact same time.
Which is why people think it's snake oil, right?
Heard of that one.
Right. It's too good to be true. How could this work on everything? How could it work for my migraines, my shoulder, my arthritis, my GERD,
my blood pressure? Explain all that. Let's take a break and you come back right back, Elizabeth. Explain how that all works, would you?
All right, I will.
It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Budtenders Awards, you guys. It's going down and created by G4 Live with the vision to be the most ambitious and essential cannabis event ever. This show is designed for people that want to take their business to the next level. Join us in Las Vegas, May 12th to the 14th, 2022, at the all-new Resort World. Snoop Dogg and Travis Barker will be performing all the way live together. We're going to be there. It's going to be great. If you don't go,
you don't grow.
Elizabeth, you were just talking about this, and I want you to continue, please, about... I just feel like I want to go down this rant with you and hear it, because I can only imagine how well you versed you are with us. So... please give me the pitch that you give that I can only imagine what I'm going to hear.
Well, this is a therapeutic option that needs to be available to all people and all humans. Where there's 7 billion of us on the planet. Every one of us has an ECS. And we don't learn about the endocannabinoid system in medical school, in nursing school, because of prohibition. And so we didn't learn this. I've been a nurse for 35 years.
Wow.
Never heard about anything that cannabis was a therapeutic option at all. But one of my heroes over there, Ethan Russo, has the term a medicinal treasure trove. And when cannabinoids get into the body at certain potencies and concentration of good whole plant medicines, they can really perform miracles by balancing out our physiologies, no matter what it is. Neurological, immunological, rheumatology, cancer, oncology, psychiatry. All of it, chronic pain, getting people off opiates, working to restore balance at every system at the cellular level. When we look into the cannabinoid therapeutics on why these compounds work, they're mimicking the endogenous compounds that we may not be making because we might have a deficit. We might have an endocannabinoid system deficiency. And when we supplement and when we take these phytonutrients into the body, they mimic the ones we should be making to restore us back to balance. It really is about that simple. simple. But, you know, people just don't understand it. But when you take cannabis, you can restore yourself back to balance. And like Sherry said, it's not about feeling good or euphoric, although that's there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, it's about how do I function? How do I have optimal well-being and work well? And so in conventional medicine, we have all these drugs, but what's the goal of the drug? To make you function, you know, think, sleep, eat, work, show up and love, be loving for your family. But a lot of those drugs don't necessarily perform their objective, and they have side effects.
Sure.
And so cannabis can have side effects, and you have to navigate around that. And so what we do as nurses is sit down and do a complete assessment on a patient. When we have a patient calls us and says they want to book a nursing appointment, it's about an assessment. The nursing process, assess, plan, implement, evaluate, and adjust. And that's exactly what we do with cannabis. When you think about that, what are you taking right now? How are you treating this? How is that working for you? What are your goals and objectives? What do you expect to achieve with cannabis? What have you already tried before? What's your tolerance? What has been your expectations? And then how do we implement a plan that's something that's accessible, affordable, something that you can comply with, and then keep you motivated to understand that you have to tune into your body. You have to read your body and understand how these compounds are working for you, because it's going to affect you a little bit different than it is me and Joe, right?
The nurses here, and by the way, Pitt, reminder, everything that she just said right there, make a beat, and I want to make a song with that, because that shit was so dope.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That whole little thing, and I'm not kidding, Pitt.
You should hear how we describe the endocannabinoids. You
see how I laid that up, going, I can't wait to hear the pitch? I knew there was going to be what I just got. Yeah. I had a feeling that I was going to get what we got, and I want to hear that over and over, so I'm not kidding, Pitt, when I say, because
we'll
it was so
clip,
well.
Yeah. Take that clip.
I want that clip, and just to be able to hear it, because it was so well said. And I knew it because of your experience, right? You're a nurse. You're legit. You're passionate. I can feel you.
It almost goes back to me, like, you know, thinking about, like, you know, when you're asking the question about your daughter, or you're saying, hey, how do you, you know, how would you see Mr. Wright or Joe treating yourself, right?
And so here's this one, Elizabeth. You ready? Nurse, I need some help. Nurses, I want the audience to listen to how this would work. My name is Joseph Lopez. I'm 50 years old. I just had surgery on my right ankle 3.5 months ago. I had ligaments repaired.
It's leaking right now.
It's leaking. You can see the leak. The cut was from here to up to here. So this is only the part that's open right now. And there's a little leak coming through. But I had a cut here. They shaved my heel bone, moved it over, put 2 pins in there, put 3 holes in my Achilles back here, shaved from the bottom. That's one thing that's going on in my body that's healing right now. I'm 3.5 months in. That's why I have the cane. I've had 2 hip surgeries. Okay, so and I'm asking this because I want to be that patient that you're describing that wants to use cannabis in the best way for my ailments. So I'm going to explain my ailments to you. This is the most recent. I got the hips. I'm also a diabetic. Big thing. I've been sober 23 years. I no longer drink. I don't no longer use any type of substance. Meaning, I don't smoke flower, but I am open to using any other element of it.
I use the vape
for pain relief. So I use the vape for pain as well, because I haven't been on pain pills for 2 months, like, you know, a long time. But I need to stay on this vape pin because I walk around limping. So it's like, how do you feel? I'm limping. Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a lot of pain, folks. You don't limp if you're not in pain. Yeah. That, the hips, diabetic, gout in my ankles. Both my parents are deceased because of diabetes complications. My mother was 52. My father was 56. I'm 50. So therefore, I monitor it. My A1C is under 6, so it's very well right now. Well maintained. I just got that good. I'm on Trulicity 1 time a week, 3 milligrams, small dose.
Yeah.
And I'm also on a pill twice a day, 2,000 milligrams of whatever it is for diabetes that I take.
Metformin,
thank you. And I love you for that. And so my point is, I'm giving
like
you all this. Right? I see you pulls it out. The nurse pulls it out.
I just love it.
Exactly, like, me too. And I'm not even trying to quiz her. And then the one pill for a low dose for the ankle and another low dose for the thing that, because I'm a diabetic, they have me taking for cholesterol. But real minor.
Are you taking any cannabinoids?
I'm not done. I'm giving you my whole thank you, nurse.
Yes, I have some other questions for you, too.
My daily doses of CBD is the pain pin from Vu from Dime from JoJo.
He's just a trash can of it.
How many milligrams and how many times a day?
1,000 milligrams of the pins that I'm using. Now, that's just one pin aspect, but I have a different couple pins that I'm using for different companies. So call it JoJo at Rove. I got the Rove pin. I got the Dime pin. I got the Vu pin. I got the other one.
Kelly FX
pins. Okay, so I do that. Now, a vape pin with THC. So not just CBD. Okay. So that's the CBD. That's the THC intake. Now I'm going to get to my CBD intake.
Okay, good. So just so I understand, so the inhalation is vapes only, correct?
For THC. And speaking of inhalation, just in case it creates a problem, I must say that I do smoke cigars.
Okay.
Not as much as I used to, but once every few. It's been a long time, to be honest with you. I smoked one last night, though. So I do smoke cigars, and it's been a periodic, but it was daily. I'm not going to lie. That being said, it's not daily no more. I also, on the CBD, take a daily, like a 2,500 milligram one from this company called. I forget. I love it, too. They came by. Go Puppy. Go Terpy.
A tincture.
Go Terpy, a tincture. And then I also use Cali FX. Now I use the Cali FX, the sex one, because it helps with the blood flow from all my problems that I said. So the owner said this is great for your blood flow, not for this to be strong, to be more blood flow. So I use the sex one. I use the focus one. I use a bunch of their Cali FX line CBD ones that have the regimen and pain relief. So I'm taking 5 or 6 of those different ones. They're not the full tincture one, but a little smaller one, right? So I'm doing those ones on a daily as well. So I'm giving you everything that I'm doing.
Right. But here's my next question. So my next question is, how often are you taking them, and what's the amount of milligrams? Because there's a lot of different
ways. So I'm using
the
pin throughout the day for the pain as I'm feeling, like throughout the shows and this and that, because I'm limping and I just want it to keep me more relaxed. I don't feel, quote unquote, any psychedelic, whatever.
As needed.
That's the pin. As the oils, I use it in the morning and at night. And then recently when I was like in D.C. walking around, Lacey, I'm trying to do it like 3 or 4 times, trying to get more intake on it to help with the inflammation.
Right. So the other questions I have, too, is how is your diet? So how's your
diet? I used
diet?
To be 350 pounds, and look how good I look now. Hello.
That's amazing.
What are you doing tonight?
That's
great.
Really
No, but my point
how's
is
your
I
gut
could,
health? Because that all affects
I take a probiotic on a daily
basis.
I take 4 probiotics at night, and we didn't hear this, but I take a lot of vitamins.
Good.
I do a lot of the probiotics at night and a lot of gut things in the
day.
Did
you bring them
well.
With you?
Yeah, I've kept them in my room.
It sounds like you're doing the right things.
So I have all those things.
I don't even know why. I don't know anything about all this stuff. So.
Well, here's a good thing. So when we talk about supporting and nourishing the endocannabinoid system.
Am I doing the right thing, nurse?
Improving endocannabinoid tone. Right. There's a lot of different things that we're looking at. So you can optimize your cannabis as medicine by looking at other areas of your life. Every single thing that we do or don't do in our lives affects the endocannabinoid system and how cannabis works in our body as medicine. Mm. So here are the things that don't support the endocannabinoid system. Fast food, fried food, fake food, artificial flavors, artificial coloring, trans fat, hydrogenated oils, high fructose corn syrup, and sugar.
Mm. Alcohol.
Alcohol actually depletes our body of vitamins, B vitamins specifically that bathe the nervous system. Alcohol is toxic to all 11 organ systems in our immune system, where cannabinoids are what? Support and nourish all 11 organ systems, our immune system, and all the neurotransmitter signaling systems.
And it goes back to that diet that you were saying on a previous podcast, Blue, when somebody was going through with something like yourself 100%. With your symptoms. My cousin, when he had his cancer, before he passed, they said work on his diet. Everybody who has everything is exactly like you just said, Sherry, as far as back to that diet first up, and then the CBD and the THC and everything else helps.
But there's other things too. So if you think about that, not only diet, hydration, what are you drinking? Right? Tea, water, alcohol, soda. So those are things to consider.
Those three letters, folks, is the best one for you, just to let you know. H2O.
Oh, cheers. God is love. And so you think about the other thing about pharmaceuticals. A lot of people don't know that if you're on 5 or more pharmaceuticals, there's a 50% chance that they're interacting with your body, 10 or more, 100% chance. And a lot of pharmaceuticals cause a drug nutrient depletion. And we know how much micronutrients are important to support and nourish our endocannabinoid system.
Yeah, a lot of these pharmaceuticals, people don't realize it, that they're in the body doing a purpose, but they're activating a single molecule, right, to cause a reaction to hopefully relieve some type of suffering or issue. But they also activate other things. And that can cause gene issues, and that can cause some kind of different morphisms in our health. And people don't realize it, but a lot of times taking the pharmaceuticals get you sicker.
Yes.
And so when people are able to start backing down on the drugs, one of our goals always as nurses is to get people back to how do we have lifestyle management with cannabinoids as facilitators.
Lifestyle is medicine.
To better health and well-being. So use the CBD in support of your health. We talk about it here. Is this a tonic? Is it something you should be taking for wellness, or is it something you should be taking clinically as medicine? It's both, right? It is. It's something that is going to be taken systemically, that CBD tincture you're taking every morning, to relieve some of the inflammation. Right now, you've got to relieve inflammation. You've got fluid shifts that you want to work on. You want to keep that elevated. Use some ice, some topicals, maybe some transdermal gels to get it in
those
there.
Yes, use one this morning. I use them every day. Morning, I'll take a shower when I go home, like later, and then I'll put it in again at night, too.
You are using topicals?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it looks it's really healing. I mean, you know.
You see it bad. You see,
I've seen it when it was like fully open, you know, and it was just kind of, at first, you know, when he was like, I'm going in for surgery, I thought it was going to be two microscopic little dots, and then like, because you know how they're good at doing these, their surgeries now, and then he shows me that, and I don't think he knew.
I didn't know either.
Yeah, he didn't know.
I didn't know they were going to do what they did.
Because they cut it from one end to the other, and oh my God, it was like, oh.
And your surgeon might be kind of surprised to see that you're healing
quicker,
much more rapidly, because CBD can expedite the
healing.
That's an ugly wound.
That's an ugly wound.
I'll bet you that it's healing faster with the CBD that you're taking every day.
I would think so, too. And then that's the heel like I told you guys about. That's where they put the two screws in the heel right now. And
it's a brutal
when you think about how cannabis works on bone, osteoclast, osteoblast.
Well, I feel like, so people keep asking me, Joe, what do you think, right? And I go, honestly, I can't tell you that the CBD and everything I'm doing is working so much because I'm using it so heavily right now. But what I can tell you is I'm off the pain pills and using this strictly as it. Yeah. When my doctor is easily giving me more pain pills I can call him right now, today. So therefore, I haven't used them. Yeah. I've been giving them to Cam. But,
where's Cam?
But my point is, this is what the cannabis has done for me, a guy who's been sober 23 years, a guy who doesn't do it. So when I know my point, well, what I'm clarifying that is, I know my body very well, folks. I'm not saying this because, I don't know my body. No, I haven't had a drink in fucking 23 years.
Yes.
I know exactly what affects my body. You could touch me and I could tell you how sensual it feels. I know my body very well.
And that's what we're teaching patients, because patients have been trained to ignore their bodies and not feel.
So hard.
So they feel something in their body and they go immediately to the doctor and the doctor does pills and procedures, when instead patients need to be thinking about, what am I doing in my life that's contributing? What do I feel? Because when we have something feeling in our body, it's giving us a message. And our bodies are so brilliant and are designed to auto-correct if we give it the right tools.
What do I need to add and what do I need to remove?
We're going
to
find all that out and more. Let's take a break real quick. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back with these lovely ladies.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
CannaAid has the widest selection of cannabinoids, you guys. They carry products with all the cannabinoids you've heard of. And guess what, Blue? Some that you just haven't. Canna Factory, hashtag baby. Check them out. Are at CannaAid Shop. Now, it's all the way live here at the beautiful CanMed and with the lovely ladies, Sherry and, of course, Elizabeth, two nurses that have been doing their thug thizzle for 30-some years over there. And I'm going to tell you right now, if I walked into the doctor's office or the hospital and seen you guys, I would feel like I'm in good hands because you've been so on point. You're so knowledgeable. You even give me the feel of you care. And you just are, seem like wonderful ladies. And I'm not just saying that. Just to say that, like, I'm really sincere, and I really appreciate that vibe that I feel from you guys.
Well, can I tell you really quickly? This is the interesting thing. Is a lot of the nurses that are in the cannabis space, a lot of us are medical cannabis patients that have truly been on the other side of the bed and experienced what it feels like to be sick and to suffer. So what we're doing in the cannabis space, if you think about in conventional medicine, you focus on pills, procedures, symptoms, disease processes. Rarely do we ever get to mental, emotional health and someone's in a crisis, and never do we reach a patient's spirit unless they're dying. So as cannabis nurses, we're reversing it. We're talking about, we're connecting with patients. The essence of nursing is human caring and caring for the entire human experience and what a patient's preferred method of treatment is. The National Council of State Boards of Nursing put out the call to action that nurses must have 6 essential areas of knowledge when it comes to cannabis as medicine, and one of the most important ones is the 6. The nurse shall not judge the patient in regards to the preferred method of treatment, and that includes cannabis as medicine.
How long have you been nurse too? Real quick, how long have you been a nurse?
I've been a nurse for 33 years.
And you learned that 33 years ago, huh?
I did not learn that. I learned that when I was sick and suffering and on the other side of the bed.
Oh, interesting.
Right? So basically, my training was in conventional medicine. Once I start, I've always been on a holistic integrative functional health. I've been used functional medicine, you know, to manage my symptoms and to for wellness. But once on the other side of the bed, things shifted. And so also looking at how dysfunctional the conventional system is and how we truly need to be working with patients, which is through human caring, caring for the entire human experience. And so basically that's what we do as nurses. We work on spiritual principles. Part of my podcast is about decreasing stigma around what it means to feel good and be high.
What's the name of your podcast?
The Green Nurse Podcast.
The Green Nurse Podcast.
Yes.
Check it out. Award-winning The Green Nurse Podcast.
And what? Yeah, mm-hmm. Let's talk about that for a second.
So it's basically the reason why I started it is because of the stigma. My mom blocked me on Facebook. I love you.
What?
No. Wrote me out of her will.
Shut up.
I paid for Boston College and you are dealing drugs. I go, no, mom, I'm educating on the most misunderstood plant in the world. And so
mom's that old school money going, your cup for your money. Then if you smoke weed, your cup for your money.
Well, it's so difficult.
It was very, very hard. So she was very, very religious, Irish Catholic. And so I could understand where she was coming from to a degree.
Yeah, exactly.
But what ended up happening with my podcast was part of my podcast is sharing compelling stories of healing with people that you would never think to use cannabis as medicine. Also sharing compelling stories of why people enter into the cannabis space.
All dedicated to mom, by the way.
It was all dedicated to mom.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Mom, listen to this story, by the way. Dedicated to mama. Dear mama, Tupac, here it is.
This was the story. This was the story. This was the miracle. A miracle is a change of perception, that aha moment when it makes sense. I've been taking care of a nun. A nun came to me with, she's got chronic regional pain syndrome. It's a horrible, horrible pain condition. She was on 400 micrograms of fentanyl, which would kill a horse. 400 micrograms of fentanyl could put someone out in surgery for over 8 hours.
Wow.
When I was in the intensive care unit, we'd put people on fentanyl drips anywhere from like 40 to 50 milligrams an hour to keep them knocked out. But this was every 36 hours. That's a lot of fentanyl. She was 100 pounds soaking wet.
Ugh.
She started working with us. We started educating her on plant medicine.
You and Elizabeth, you mean you started working together?
Yes, okay, we cool. did. Yep. Educate her programs, you know, my education, us doing coaching and consulting. And over the course of 6 months, she was able to cut her fentanyl in half. It took 2 years. She's completely off of fentanyl.
No way.
She came on my podcast and she was educating. And one of the questions I asked her, because I'm close to her, I've been following her for a long time. I said, Sister Suzanne, this question is for my mother. I said, what would Jesus say about all this cannabis? And she looked at me and she goes, Sherry, Jesus would say, what the frig? Did it take you so long to use this God-given plant that I created for you? And it would be a sin. He would expect us to use it. Yeah. So basically, I sent that clip to my mother. My mother called me up a month later, and she said, okay, what's the gateway? And I started giggling.
What's the gateway?
She goes, what's
Isn't
the gateway?
Isn't that so funny how that's the taboo of everything?
So
girl, you know what the gateway is, Mom? The wine you drank for dinner last night. How about that, Mom? So that's the gateway.
So guess who got on the bus?
Mom.
Get on the bus.
Love it.
Get on
Makes me
the
emotional.
Hold on.
Cannabis.
Let's talk about the most important part. That is the most important part. But the other one for me is, are you back in the wheel?
I am back in the wheel.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
And you know, and it was through sharing the compelling story. And my mom actually.
Because the Lord made that happen. Think about it.
The Lord made it happen.
Didn't it? The truth?
It is.
The nun did that to praise the Lord to get you back on the wheel.
And guess what she wanted to do? She wanted to repent for her sins. So she came on my podcast and shared her story.
Your mom did?
My mom shared her story. She came on the podcast and she goes, I was wrong. I was wrong about all you people. I thought you were all stoners.
I don't want to hear the podcast, but I want to talk to your mother, actually.
Yeah.
She
too.
was amazing. And this is what she said to me.
Too.
She goes, I can't believe.
Yeah. I love it.
I can't believe how good I feel and I'm not high. I go, what does it mean to feel good and not be high?
Sure.
She says, well, the pains become background noise. I'm laughing a little bit more. I'm eating a lot better. I'm sleeping a lot better.
Well
and I'm not so depressed about my medical problems. But I go, Mom, are you high? She goes, no, I feel good. I said, thank you.
Wow.
So you're not that stoner that you thought we were creating with the hippie rag on their head, smelling like incense, Mom. You don't smell like incense?
Yeah.
You haven't showered in 3 days? What are you expecting from us?
So
that whole mentality, right? Of the, you're a hippie now.
You're a drug addict.
And it doesn't matter what religion you are, whether it's her family was Catholic,
that
mine
Irish
was
Catholic,
Baptist.
Whatever.
Right now, my mother's taking cannabis, and she has been for the past couple of years, but now she's taking it for pancreatic cancer. I was treating her memory loss and dementia symptoms and high blood pressure and diabetes with it earlier, and now she's taking it for cancer. And we don't know how she's going to do, but, you know, it's helping
it's
with
helping.
Pain. It's helping
how,
with
how
nausea.
Did it help with all the other things that you just described? Is she still on the meds for the diabetes and everything
yes,
else?
Yes, but she was able to take less.
You know, and I'm going to say less. This. I feel like, and I just got on less for my metformin.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was on 2,500. 3,000 is the max you could do a day. I was on 2,500, and now I'm down to 2,000. My point is, you guys, as I'm taking the other one, Trulicity, I now, because my A1C is so low, and I'm saying all this because I believe
CBD
it's because of all the CBD I'm taking.
It's CBD true.
That's my point.
And
you guys, my numbers are proof too. Yeah. Like, but my anecdotal
A1C
is real.
A1C comes down.
Yeah,
across the board almost.
And I've stepped it up because of it, and I've taken more of it as you see me in the office. Don't you see it, right?
He's called me several times. It just man, my numbers are so good right now. Everything, and it's just like
it was so high.
And this is what we need to broadcast because it. You know, it
well, I'm anecdotal. I say it all the time.
I know, but
this is real world evidence, and real world evidence is what needs to be fueling the research.
Right.
Okay. When you see hundreds of patients, we've taken care of thousands and thousands of patients between the both of us, and when you see the same thing over. And over and over again.
Yeah.
Why aren't they studying what we see?
Right.
Yeah. And the health plans and Medicare, all of these insurers need to know that these numbers can come down. Dosing can come down.
Wow.
Costs can be saved. Wow. Lives can be saved.
People can come off a disability.
That's what the insurance companies want to hear.
Right.
Really.
So, like you said, though, the money that we save, how, folks, the pharmaceutical companies, to make that pill, it'd be less to get that cannabis and get that oil or whatever. I just want to make sure we elaborate on what they're saying there because it's so true. The amount of money that it takes to put into that pill. And here's the flip side. I just wish and hope and pray that we spend that amount of money for the research that they did for those pills.
Yeah.
Let's spend that same amount of money that you did for that.
We're not researching the benefits yet in this country.
That's
because of Schedule
Israel's
one,
doing
right?
it.
As Israel is, and they're still investigating the harms. But we spend $3.5 trillion in healthcare costs in this country every single year, and we're still ranking 40s in outcomes out of 50. Advanced nations. And so this is crazy. I have an MBA in healthcare administration. I spent 20 years inside insurance companies. And one of my missions is to go back and to get them to cover this for the oils, for the tinctures, for the topicals, the transdermal patches. There's different things that we could use that
yes.
are non-psychoactive, that are non-inhaling, non-combustible. Patients can be using these right now.
And we're writing
And we can
letters.
Change the paradigm of healthcare if they would allow it.
Because of both of your years of 30-plus years medical professional nursing experience, and now with the X amount of years that you guys have been doing this,
7 years,
eight plus, yeah, damn near 8 years, 7 plus years.
Years together.
So yeah. you guys have that now. What does your thought say before that quote unquote doctor that you're working with to treat a patient, because you guys are the nurse, right? So you can't tell the patient, "Hi, Christopher, right? Let me tell you what you should go get." It has to come from the doctor, correct? Correct.
Well, we can coach.
You can coach. You can
coach them.
Okay,
we
let me ask.
Let me ask this.
Let me ask the question that I want to get out properly. Then, if you can coach in this medical profession as a nurse, and I go to the doctor's office or I go to the ER, can you sit? When do you think you'll be able to send home, or can you now make a recommendation for cannabis in that? Hospital realm, or can the doctor say you should go to a dispensary and get this? And I believe that's not there yet. When can that happen?
Ryan's Law.
Ryan's Law? What's that mean?
Yeah. Well, so SB 311 passed last year in California. So now hospitals, hospices, all have to allow a patient to use cannabinoids on their property.
In the hospital.
In the hospital.
In
right?
the hospital.
In the hospital.
Blue's dad wanted that when he was dying.
My dad was begging me for that.
That's what I'm saying.
The clinicians cannot administer it. And the short answer to what you're asking, who can prescribe? Literally nobody.
Yeah.
Not the bud tenders, not the doctors.
That's a great
not
point
the
there.
Patients, not the nurses. So what we do is we teach the patients agency, how to know about this, to understand the cannabinoids, to understand the routes of administration.
And the research behind it.
How to time this, how to space it with their pharmaceuticals, take it with food, how to maximize the benefits, minimize the harms. That's what we teach them. And then they do this themselves. So either, you know, even Ethan and Bonnie, you know, talking about this as clinicians, of course they tell the patients exactly what to take. But ideally, we're teaching them this is a range. You have to listen to your body. And then you need to track. You need to observe what's going on clinically, and then make adjustments.
Yeah. You guys have said this word twice, and the first time it rung a bell to me, and then I didn't write it down. The second time I did, and you said harms now twice in this
yes.
podcast. What are some of those harms that you guys advise people on?
Well, here it is, right? It's basically you look at risk-benefit ratio. Okay, so when you're looking at different clinical conditions, and you're looking at symptoms, and looking at management, and what they're taking, first of all, it's about the patient. It's not about me. It's about looking at a patient in the eye. What's important to you? How do you want to live your life? What is your goal of using this as medicine? And then we need to look at all the different factors. You need to look at drugs, drug-to-drug interaction, what pharmaceuticals are they on? If they add cannabinoids, is it going to make the cannabis work better, work less? What's it going to do to the drugs that they're taking?
Yeah.
So we look at all of that stuff.
So you have to spend time doing research after each evaluation.
We do.
It's not like I give you an answer right now.
Right. No. So
you have to look at all these things, the what pill does what, how it affects it on the medicine and everything. Oh, wow,
and
that's
so
a lot of work.
You can look up drug interaction checkers, but you want to talk to them about safety.
Safety.
From pediatrics to geriatrics, talking about falls, talking about dizziness, hypotension, steadiness, being able to be supported.
And the other thing, too, when we talk about adverse effects, the adverse effects or any type of side effects can be mitigated by dosing control, by cutting back.
Microdosing.
And by mitigating using
CBD.
CBD allows patients to tolerate THC at higher levels without the impairment. That's when we're looking at the different ratios. You look at the 1-to-1, the 2-to-1, the 3-to-1. And that's what we teach, because THC does make CBD work better.
Yeah.
right? Oh. It does.
Yeah, CBD is potentiated by THC, but CBD is an allosteric modulator, so it makes THC effective, but
dials down
at lower doses and with less side effects.
Yeah,
I love it. Everything, I can talk to you guys forever. Before we let you guys go, Elizabeth, you have a book that's out there for more who want more information. What
I
is
do.
This book, and where is it out?
Cannabis
oh,
for Health.
Oh, that's it right there?
Yeah, this is my book, Cannabis for Health.
She's
going to
sign
coach.
It for you.
Sure.
Oh,
yeah,
I want
to get a copy.
You know, all kidding aside, I want to take, here's what's going through my mind.
It started with the book.
I want to love it. Yeah.
All of our programs, holistic caring programs, we now have programs for patients and healthcare professionals.
I love this.
We have
look
a nurse
it.
Line.
It's so friendly.
We started
it's
a nonprofit to staff a nurse line. So
we've
that
created
we can,
an ecosystem.
Work with patients.
Well, and I feel like it's just friendly. It's yeah. easy
it
read. It's yeah. simple. It's like CBD 401.
We want to make this approachable for patients.
And
we
this,
don't want to say CBD for dummies, but I feel like it's easy for dummies.
And we have a book club. So right now, we're actually reading her book. So holisticcaring.com, we have a network. Free introductory
Join
to cannabis course. It's for all people. It's run by nurses. Free introductory to cannabis courts. Free patient
I want
portal.
Chanel to do this.
Free support group. Monthly webinars done by Elizabeth and myself. And a book club where we actually go chapter by chapter in various different books. We just so happen to be doing hers right now.
Yeah. My wife would listen to them. That's my point.
Yeah, mm-hmm. of course. That's yeah.
That's my.
Yeah,
like
his wife is a nurse.
My wife's a PT. She's a doctor from USC, yeah. physical
Perfect.
Therapy.
Yeah.
I keep telling, and because she looks like you, she looks like she'd be your younger sister. She's 6 foot tall, like she just looks just yeah. like you. That's why you stood out to me too, just to let you know what I'm saying? So my point is, everything you guys are describing, I go home and preach, but I'm not a nurse for 30 years.
Yeah.
I'm the radio personality for that has his degree in
that
fucking radio, television, and film,
yeah.
and bachelor's, a minor in sociology, that talks to nurses like you guys, and doctors, and everybody goes home and goes, hey doc, listen. And my wife goes, shut up and take out the garbage.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I'll take
yeah.
my CBD at night. But you know, I'm exaggerating and making her sound a lot. But my point is,
she'll
you
be
guys
really happy
be,
to meet us.
Yes.
Am I lying?
Yeah, no.
You see what I'm saying,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like,
for
you
sure.
guys are right up her alley. Everybody's up somebody's alley, right? Like, it's just yeah. the point. You guys preach to certain people that they would identify. My point is, my wife would identify with
and,
you.
And this book, these programs, the Cannabis Health Coach, your wife needs to take this program because she would
That's
understand
what I want her to.
How to understand. Patients' journeys as they want a couple cannabinoids together with their medicines, reduce the pharmaceuticals, come down off the opiates, have better quality of life, less constipation, less fogginess, more agency, more productivity.
My goal is for her. Ready for this random goal, which you guys will appreciate?
Yeah.
My random goal, I haven't even told you this. It's for her to treat her patients with more of a cannabis approach.
Right.
Well, that's
she
it.
Has
that's
patients
it.
That die all the time.
Well, this would
they,
be...
Like, oh, I'm not seeing that, but oh, I miss this guy. He was so nice.
They're using it.
Blah,
she
blah.
Might as well be helping them.
That's my point. So, I want her to learn this yeah.
to
give the recommendation.
Yeah.
Yes.
She can't tell these patients what to do. She can't write a prescription, but she can give them a recommendation.
But she
and
can
she
also
can be a hero.
She can educate on the endocannabinoid system. Like yeah. I said before, we have an endocannabinoid system, not because of the cannabis plant, but because we create molecules in our body very similar to the plant. And everything that we do or don't do, everything that we tell our patients to do or don't do, regardless of who we are as a clinician, affects the endocannabinoid system. Yeah. We have a moral, ethical obligation to learn it and to teach it.
HolisticCaring.com. That was Sherry. You just heard from Elizabeth.
Yes.
Ladies, we love you guys. We want to rock with you.
Yes, awesome.
I want to be around you. I want to soak up your knowledge. I want to just be a part of your journeys and anything
I
we can do.
I want to give them a segment on the show.
Seriously, dude, you guys are so dope. Like, you guys are so knowledgeable. Your experience speaks so much truth to what this is about, in my opinion, because of the 30-plus years of nursing.
And we have a lot of case studies. So between us, we've been taking care of probably over 6,000 patients.
That's what I mean.
Between the both of us. So we have all of the stories that match the science.
You guys can talk all day, every day. Like, we can go every day, whatever.
I know, and nurses. But one last plug. The American Cannabis Nurses Association, so ACNA, cannabisnurses.org.
And these are real nurses, correct?
Yes, we have.
Because we know the other nurses that just dress skimpy. You know what I mean? We know the other cannabis nurses.
No, these are cannabis 420
nurses.
Not 420 nurses.
Oh, we know them too, though. Don't get it. Shout out to them. We like them too. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, we love them.
So cannabisnurses.org. So tell all the nurses in your life to come and join our association. We're having a conference in September.
Are you a part of that too, Elizabeth?
Yes. I'm the treasurer of ACNA.
Okay, here's the thing. I want to get the CEO or whoever runs that. We want to get them on too because we want to promote that as well.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm
and there's
for
a couple
this.
Of
We're
other. We have the International Association. We have the International Association of Psychedelic Nurses, which I'm a founding member, and a lot of cannabis nurses are part of that. We also have the Cannabis
get them all on. Let's go.
Cannabis Nurses Network, Heather Manna. She's doing an amazing, changing the revolution in healthcare. Yeah. The American Cannabis Nurses Association. So there's a lot of great cannabis nursing organizations that are out there that are truly trying to change the paradigm of healthcare. One hug and nug at a time.
And well, every patient deserves a nurse.
Thank you, ladies, so much. We do appreciate you guys. Guys, it's Cannabis Talk 101, and remember this. If no one else loves you, we do.
We do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.